Auntie had told me never to trust Hatsumomo, even if she offered to help me. But when I reminded myself how much Hatsumomo hated me, I understood that she wasn't really helping me at all. She was helping herself to be rid of me. I stood still as she reached into my robe and tucked the bills under my sash. I felt her glassy nails brushing against my skin. She spun me around to retie the sash so the money wouldn't slip, and then she did the strangest thing. She turned me around to face her again and began to stroke the side of my head with her hand, wearing an almost motherly gaze. The very idea of Hatsumomo behaving kindly toward me was so odd, I felt as if a poisonous snake had come up and begun to rub against me like a cat. Then, before I knew what she was doing, she worked her fingers down to my scalp, and all at once she clenched her teeth in fury and took a great handful of my hair and yanked it to one side so hard I fell to my knees and cried out. I couldn't understand what was happening, but soon Hatsumomo had pulled me to my feet again and began leading me up the stairs, yanking my hair this way and that. She was shouting at me in anger while I screamed so loudly I wouldn't have been surprised if we'd woken people all up and down the street. When we reached the top of the stairs, Hatsumomo banged on Mother's door and called out for her. Mother opened it very quickly, tying her sash around her middle and looking angry.
"What is the matter with the two of you?" she said.
"My jewelry," Hatsumomo said. "This stupid, stupid girl."
And here, she began to beat me. I could do nothing but huddle into a ball on the floor and cry out for her to stop until Mother managed to restrain her somehow. By that time, Auntie had come to join her on the landing.
"Oh, Mother," Hatsumomo said. "On my way back to the Okia this evening, I thought I saw little Chiyo at the end of the alleyway talking to a man. I didn't think anything of it because I knew it couldn't be her. She isn't supposed to be out of the Okia at all. But when I went up to my room, I found my jewelry box in disarray and rushed back down just in time to see Chiyo handing something over to the man. She tried to run away, but I caught her."
Mother was perfectly silent a long while, looking at me.
"The man got away," Hatsumomo went on, "but I think Chiyo may have sold some of my jewelry to raise money. She's planning to run away from the Okia, Mother, that's what I think, after we've been so kind to her."
"All right, Hatsumomo," Mother said. "That's quite enough. You and Auntie go into your room and find out what's missing."
The moment I was alone with Mother, I looked up at her from where I knelt on the floor and whispered,
"Mother, it isn't true.